manifestation of Nuit. The unveiling of the company of heaven. Every man and every woman is a star. Every number is infinite. There is no difference. Help me, O warrior lord of Thebes, in my unveiling before the children of men. Be thou, Hadit, my secret center, my heart, and my tongue. Behold, it is revealed by Iwas, the minister of Horpar Krat. The Cobs is in the coup, not the coup in the Cobs. Worship then the Cobs, and behold my light shed over you. Let my servants be few and secret. They shall rule the many and the known. These fools that men adore, both their gods and their men are fools. Come forth, O children, under the stars, and take your fill of love. I am above you and in you. My ecstasy is in yours. My joy is to see your joy. Above the gemmed azure is the naked splendor of Nuit. She bends in ecstasy to kiss the secret ardors of Hadit. The winged globe, the starry blue, are mine, O Ankh Afna Khonsu. Now ye shall know this, that the chosen priest and apostle of infinite space is the prince priest, the beast. And in his woman called the Scarlet Woman is all power given. They shall gather my children into their fold. They shall bring the glory of the stars into the hearts of men. For he is ever a man, a sun, and she a moon. But to him is the winged secret flame, and to her the stooping starlight. But ye are not so chosen. Burn upon their brows, O splendorous serpent. O azure-lidded woman, bend upon them. The key of the rituals is in the secret word which I have given unto him. With the god and adorer I am nothing. They do not see me. They are as upon the earth. I am heaven, and there is no other god than me and my lord Hadit. Now, therefore, I am known to ye by my name Nuit, and to him by a secret name which I will give him when he last knoweth me. Since I am infinite space, and the infinite stars thereof, do ye also thus. Bind nothing. Let there be no difference made among you between any one thing and any other thing, for thereby cometh hurt. But whoso availeth in this, let him be chief of all. I am Nuit, and my word is 6 and 50. Divide, add, multiply, and understand. Then saith the prophet and slave of the beauteous one, Who am I, and what shall be the sign? So she answered him, bending down, a lambent flame of blue, all touching, all penetrant. Her lovely hands upon the black earth, and her lithe body arched for love, and her soft feet not hurting the little flowers. Thou knowest, and the sign shall be my ecstasy, the consciousness of the continuity of existence, the omnipresence of my body. Then the priest answered and said unto the queen of space, kissing her lovely brows, and the dew of her light bathing his whole body in a sweet-smelling perfume of sweat. O Nuit, continuous one of heaven, let it be ever thus, that men not speak of thee as one, but as none, and let them not speak of thee at all, since thou art continuous. None breathe the light, faint and fairy, of the stars, and for I am divided for love's sake, for the chance of being one. This is the creation of the world, that the pain of division is as nothing, and the joy of dissolution all. For these fools and the men and their woes care not about the world. They feel little, What is balanced by weak joys, but ye are my chosen ones? Obey my prophet. Follow the ordeals of my knowledge. Seek me only. Then the joys of my love will redeem ye from all pain. This is so. I swear it by the vault of my body, by my sacred heart and tongue, all I can give, by all I desire of ye all. Then the priest fell into a deep trance or swoon, and said unto the Queen of Heaven, write unto us the ordeals, write unto us the rituals, write unto us the law. But she said, the ordeals I write not, the rituals shall be half known and half concealed, the law is for all. This that thou writest is the threefold book of law. My scribe Ankh-Arnon comes who, the priest of the princes, shall not in one letter change this book, but lest there be folly, he shall comment thereupon by the wisdom of Rahul-Kuit. Also the mantras and spells, the Obeya and the Langa, the work in the wand, and the work of the sword, these he shall learn and teach. He must teach, but he must make severe, but he may make severe the ordeals. The word of the Lord is the Lamb. Who calls us Thelemites will do no wrong if you look but close into the mind. For there are therein three grades, the hermit, the lover, and the man of earth. Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. The word of sin is restriction, O man. Refuse not thy wife if she will. O lover, if thou wilt depart, there is no bond that can unite the divided but love. All else is a curse. Accursed be it unto the aeons. Hell! Let it be that a state of manyhood bound and loathing. So with thy all, thou hast no right but to do thy will. Do that, and no other shall say nay. For pure will, unassuaged of purpose, delivered from the lust of result, is in every way perfect. The perfect and the perfect are one. Perfect and not two, nay, they are none. Nothing is a secret key of this law. 61, the Jews call it. I call it 8, 80, 418. But they have the half. Unite by thine art so that all disappear. My prophet is a fool with his one, one, one. Are they not the ox? Abricate are all rituals, all rules, all words and signs. Rahul-Kuit hath taken his seat in the east of the equinox of the gods, and let Asar be with Asa, who are one. But they are not of me. Let Asar be the adamant, Asa the sufferer, who were in his secret name and splendor is the Lord and the Shield. There is a word to say about the hierophantic task. Behold, there are three ordeals in one, and it may be given in three ways. The gross must pass through fire, let the fine be tried in intellect, and the lofty chosen ones in the highest. Thus we have star and star, system and system, let not one outweigh the other. There are four gates to one palace. The floor of that palace is of silver and gold. Lapis lazuli and jasper are there, in all rare scents, jasmine and rose, and the emblems of death. Let him enter in turn, or at once the four gates, let him stand on the floor of the palace. Will he not sink? Ho, warrior, if thy servant sink, but there are me. Be goodly, therefore, dress ye all in fine apparel, eat rich foods, and drink sweet wines, and wines with fire. Also take your fill and will of love as you will, when, where, and with whom you will, but always unto me. But this would be not all right if we be confounded with the space march, saying, they are one, or saying, they are many. If the ritual be not ever unto me, then expect the dire for judgment of all who are creeped. This shall regenerate the world. The world, little world, my sister, my heart and my tongue, unto whom I send this kiss. Also, O scribe and prophet, though thou be of the princes, it shall not assuage thee nor absolve thee. But the ecstasy be thine, and the joy of earth ever. To me. To me. Change not as much the style of the letter, for behold, thou, O prophet, shalt not behold all these mysteries hidden therein. The child of thy bonds, he shall behold thee. Expect him not from the east, nor from the west, nor from no expected house cometh that child. All words are sacred and all prophets true, save only that they understand a little. Solve the first half of the equation, leave the second unattacked. But thou hast all in the clear light, and some, though not all, in the dark. Invoke me under my stars. Love is the law, love under will. Nor let the fools mistake love, for there are love and love. There is the dove, and there is the serpent. Choose you well. He, my prophet, hath chosen, knowing the law of the fortress and the great mystery of the house of God. All these old letters in my book are aright, but Zadi is not the star. This also is secret. My prophet shall reveal it to the wise. I give unimaginable joys on earth. Certainty, not faith, will in life. Upon death, peace unutterable, rest, ecstasy. Nor do I demand aught in sacrifice. My incense is of resinous woods and gums, and there is no blood therein, because of my hair, the trees of eternity. My number is 11, as are all their numbers who are of us. The five-partment star with a circle in the middle, and the circle is red. My color is black to the blind, but blue and gold are seen of the seeing. Also, I have a secret glory for them that love me. But to love me is better than all things. If under the night stars in the desert thou presently burnest mine incense before me, invoking me with a pure heart and the serpent flame therein, thou shalt come a little to lie in my bosom. For one kiss will thou give all, be willing to give all. But whoso gives one particle of dust shall lose all in that hour. Ye shall gather goods and store of women and spices. Ye shall wear rich jewels. Ye shall exceed the nations of the earth in splendor and pride, but always in the love of me. And so shall ye come to my joy. I charge you earnestly to come before me in a single robe and covered with a rich headdress. I love you. I yearn to you. Pale or purple, veiled or voluptuous, I am who am all pleasure and purple and drunkenness of the innermost sense, desire you. Put on the wings and arouse the coiled splendor within you. Come unto me. At all my meetings with you shall the priestess say, and her eyes shall burn with desire as she stands bare and rejoicing in my secret temple. To me. To me. Calling forth the flame of the hearts of all in her love chant. Sing the rapturous love song unto me. Burn to me perfumes. Wear to me jewels. Drink to me. For I love you. I love you. I am the blue-lidded daughter of sunset. I am the naked brilliance of the voluptuous night sky. To me. To me. The manifestation of Nuit is at an end.